You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We've got a busy evening of racing coming up in Ireland this evening with action at Tramore and Down Royal. We're going to focus on the meeting in Tramore. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Pretty good.
Are you sure?
Well, yeah, I mean, I could have had a better night last night. It was one of them. You know, you've had a bit of a nightmare when your best results are a non-runner and a scrambled into the frame third out of five bets. So, yeah, could have been better. But I'm hopeful again tonight, Tramore. Always onwards and upwards and looking on the bright side, as Eric Idle once sung about.
Yeah, you got some strong opinions in Tramore tonight?
I have, yeah. I've got one really excellent each way bet. I think the bookies will give us a right chance with him. That's a free bet to nothing. That comes up in the 6:50. And I've got an intriguing angle into the first race as well at Tramore. Whether I'm right or not, I don't know, but the prices I'm going to be playing at, it doesn't really matter.
Right, well, let's get stuck into that then. Let's find out what you're on about. The 5:50 is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. My Matador heads the market at even money, nudged in slightly from 11 to 10. 9 to 4 for Credulous. Our Dougal is 4 to 1. 9s from 10s for Time for Bucks and 25 to 1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like then, Andy?
Well, this race is the one that really intrigues me from a price perspective. Bookmakers have put My Matador in quite a short price, based on a couple of fairly solid performances, most notably last time out at Clonmel, when he was runner-up behind Cesaria, who was the winner for the Hogan camp. He made a bad mistake at the second last, which rather upset his equilibrium, but he kept on quite well to finish second. But it's going back and doing his time and his circuit times, which kind of leaves me a little bit cold about him at a short price. He ran the last circuit, going past the winning line to the winning line, in 2:14.7. But on the same card, there was two other horses that also ran the circuit of Clonmel. And both of those two horses, who are opposed tonight, they are much bigger prices. One of them is Our Dougal, who finished eighth in a handicap hurdle behind Dammit. But he ran 2:13.3, so he was a full second and a half quicker than My Matador. So you see where I'm coming from here. And I actually thought that Our Dougal ran a good bit better than the finishing position suggests. He rather lost his position on the home turn before running on again. So I think he's got a good chance of beating My Matador, simply based on the figures I got in Clonmel the other day. At 4-1, he'd be the number one choice. But the sneaky one at a big price is a horse who finished 8th in a very hot mares-only main hurdle on the same card, won by Carla Brandy. Back in 8th was Definite Lily. Now, she comes out remarkably quicker than both of the other two, who are considerably shorter than her in the betting. She ran 2:12.1, a full 2.6 seconds quicker than My Matador. So this is the way I'm going to play this race. I'm just going to go purely on the numbers I got the other day. Our Dougal, Definitely Lily. Those are my two against the field in the first.
A couple against the field then for Andy in the first. The 6:20 is the second race. This is a mare's maiden hurdle over 2 miles. The Brockin is 13-8 at the top of the betting. 7-4 for Miss Dynamic. 5-1 for Colleen Beig. 7-1 for Think Like a Shrink. And 14s or bigger for the others. Who would you side with in the 6:20?
Yeah, I'd probably just favour the Brock in here. He's already got a victory over Miss Dynamic. That was in a bumper around this track.
Philly's mares race.
So what did I say here?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'd probably go for the Brock in here. She's already got a victory in her pocket over Miss Dynamic. That came in a bumper here back in April, where she stayed on very strongly on the running, going away at the finish. She then ran fourth in a punchy stand bumper at the festival on her next start, which is a creditable effort, as we all know. And then on her hurdling debut, she came out the race with a good deal of credit when just getting run out of it late on by Ballycorrig. Now, I thought she should have won that day because she went to the last three or four lengths clear, but she rather stuttered into it, lost all her rhythm and her momentum, came out of it only half a length up, but the momentum was with the winner, and she just couldn't quite retaliate on the running. So I actually marked her up as probably the most moral winner that day. That was over 2-3 as well, so dropping back to 2 miles here. in a fairly mundane mare's only race, I'd expect her to win this. Certainly beat Miss Dynamic anyway. I think the likely danger is likely to stem from Colleen Beig, who fell in the race that the Brock Inn was second in the other day. But she's got a good, consistent profile attached to her. So I think the Brock Inn, round about 13-8, 6-4 this morning, is definitely worth an interest there in that mare's only.
On to the third race next, the 6.50. This is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. And the market headed by Crown Theatre, who's 9-4. 3-1 for Seawall in Coppers. Patsio is 7-2. 7-1 for Pepper Pot. 8-1 for Tialina. And 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. You kind of alluded to at the start of this piece, Andy, that you've got an opinion here. Quite a strong one.
Yeah, I have. Particularly at the prices. William Hill have got this absolutely bang on the button here. They go 7-2 about my number one selection here in this race, which is Patsio. Can't see this horse being out the frame here. Just been a model of consistency all through its career, really. Only ever been once out the first three or four in its career, and that was on debut in a bumper. But as you can see by its form figures, never, ever runs a bad race. Always runs to a good standard. Speed figures are very good. And I like the fact that it ran its fastest ever speed figure last time out at Tipperary in a race that was run at a true gallop. Mayamine cut out the pace, all about Alfie took up the running, and then along came Patsio breezing by them going down to the last, and then won very readily in the end. In the style of a horse that's clearly on the upgrade at the moment. Prior to that, was hugely unlucky here at this track as well, when getting badly hampered by a fall at the top of the hill at the third last, but did really well in the end to finish second to Master Peel, a horse I got a little bit of time for. So, all in all, a good run at the track on decent ground, likely ground which it's going to encounter tonight. But if it did rain at Tremore, obviously showers are forecast, certainly wouldn't mind it because he's won on soft or heavy ground. And main danger looks to be Crown Theatre, who's in fantastic nick at the moment, but largely over fences and mainly at Limerick as well, which is very much a specialist track. And that appears to be Henry de Bommed's horse's favourite venue. So whether he's going to be quite effective back over hurdles and back away from Limerick, I wouldn't be so sure. He's certainly one to consider, but at 9-4, he doesn't make that much appeal, considering we can back Patsio at a much bigger price. And I suggest, if you can, get stuck into Patsio at an each-way price.
Patsio each way then, Frandy. In the 6.50, the 7.20 is the fourth race on the card. This is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. It's for four-year-olds and older that are rated 80 to 102. And Jump to Conclusions is the 9-4 favourite. 4-1 for Halls Bridge. Perry Hill is 7-1. 10-1 for Oscar Vespasian and Red R. White and Drive on Lockie. And 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who would you recommend in that one?
Yeah, I'll probably go with Oscar Vespasian here at the prices. 10-1 this morning with William Hill from the John Queeley stable. Horse that saved its best form for Tramore. Indeed, he's only career victory in 21 starts came at this track, but he has run consistently well on his other three visits to this venue. A third and a fifth are his other three performances. You can see he's a very consistent type around this track, and he comes here via a third on his last visit here to the track behind Phil the Fly and subsequent winner Don Franco, of course, went in next time out at Tipperary, so that form looks pretty good. Even though that was over 2 miles and he faces 2.5 miles tonight, he was staying on very strongly at the end of that race to give me some hope that he's got a chance over a trip, of course, he's never won over before. Jump to Conclusions and Halls Bridge, the two informed, consistent runners, look the main danger at the top of the market, but they have, of course, been found out in the betting jungle at 9-4 and 4-1, respectively. So Oscar Vespasian at 10-1, with his track record very much in the ascendancy, is the one to be with there each way.
On to the 7.50 next. This is race 5 on the card, and this is a beginner's chase over 2.75 miles. Shake It Up is the market leader at 11-4, 7-2 for Stonehall Jack, 5-1 for Hoppin and Swanty K, 6-1 for PLO and Seamus Moore, and 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. I was looking at Shake It Up, Andy, because he's hit the crossbar in a couple of hurdles. He's always the type that was going to be better over fences, and he goes over the large obstacles for the first time tonight. What do you make of him?
He's a nice type, and I do like Jim Draper's horses when they go over fences, because they come from that kind of stock down. They're always well built, typical summer presenting, always looks as though his fence will do him the world of good. And with Johnny Burke on board as well, you'd expect him to go well. The consistent one is Stonehill Jack, however, and I'd probably just favour him largely based on his profile and his experience over the larger obstacles as well. He's run 7 times, although he hasn't won. He's been knocking at the door on more than one or two occasions, and he ran really well again the other day behind Manella Ferru down at Limerick, and that was quite a good time. In fact, his figures have been very consistent of late. So, although Shake It Up is the obvious one for many sort of the sexy punters amongst you, I do think Sonal Jack is the solid one. You know what you're going to get with him, And that's probably what is the best policy often in these beginners' chases. So Stonehill Jack is a selection in the 750.
The sixth race is the 8:25. This one is a handicap chase over 2¾ miles. It's for 5-year-olds and older, rated 0-95. Red Clue is the market leader at 7-4. It's 5-1 for Banana Flambe and Sand Artist, but that one is a reserve. 7-1 for Dante Anna. Messini's Adventure is 10s and 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. You can see why Red Clue is at the top of the market, and the improvement over hurdles for this new yard and his mark over fences would be quite lenient should he reproduce that over the larger obstacles.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's just in good form at the moment. New Connections have got him in a good place. Obviously, they've been doing quite well as well, that stable. Royal Barreau has been a winner for them in recent times. So this one is flying the flag for them tonight. He managed to win a couple of starts ago at Downpatrick, of course, a track where he excelled over fences the time before when he was a good third, staying on third as well behind Town Pond. And he took advantage, as you say, of that lenient mark to win quite comfortably in the end. He won by 20 lengths. He then went to Clonmel, of course, the other day, a strong favourite to win again off a slightly higher mark. But he couldn't quite handle the track. It's a funny track, Clonmel. It's particularly on fast ground. They come down that sharp gradient down the hill and then they're into the home straight, and doesn't give you a horse much chance to get into any kind of rhythm. And Red Clue was miles behind coming down the home turn. But such was his powerful finish, he ended up getting beat by half a length. So he's clearly wants a stiffer test. He's going to get that tonight, Tremor. I mean, Tremor's not much wider in circumference, but from the home turn onwards, they do gallop uphill. So there's every chance that Red Clue will be more of a beneficiary to this track tonight. So with Red Clue, he's in great form. This step up in trip and a little bit of cutting ground very much in his favour. I'd expect him to justify favouritism in that to 8:25.
The final race is the 8:55. We'll finish with a 2-mile bumper here. We've got joint favourites with Spicy Fruity and Swansea Mile, both 11-4. 7-2 for Kalanisi King, 7-1 for Cillian's Well. Stingjet is 12s with Lady Artemis, and 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who do you like in the lucky last?
Yeah, it doesn't look a particularly strong bumper here. What I would say to punters out there is keep an eye on Cillian's Well from the Liz Doorstone. And Liz has got a fantastic record with bumpers in recent times, and if there's money for this one, then I think we need to stand up and take notice. Currently 7-1 this morning with William Hill, but that, of course, could change quite dramatically come race time. But as it stands, the one I'd probably have to go with on form is this Spicy Fruity, who ran a strange race the other day at Kilbeggan in her first race under rules. I just think that maybe the occasion got to her a little bit, because she was very keen in the early stages, and once she hit the front after a couple of furlongs, she almost decided to run off the track. So much so that Nina Carberry did well to get her back into the race and back on an even keel. But obviously those early antics and exertions just took a toll on Gordon Elliott's charge in the latter stages. That said, she still ran quite well to finish fourth, wasn't beaten that far. And I think with that run under her belt and kind of the fizz blown out of her, then she's got a good chance of making amends tonight. Swansea Mile ran quite well in a main hurdle last time at Nation, has got to be a consideration. And as I said, that's at Sicilian's Well. But Spicy Fruity, I think she did enough the other night to suggest she's got enough ability to win a race of this nature.
Right, let's have a quick summary then, Andy, if you'll spit us through your selections for Tremor one more time.
Yeah, just an interesting little card here tonight. One or two very strong bets and a couple of sneaky ones. And the sneaky ones begin in the first race, where I'm going to have two against the field. Based on my circuit times at Clonmel last week, I'm going to go against the favourite, My Matador, who didn't produce a particularly good time. And I'm going to go with Ardugal and a much more auspicious definite Lily at a bigger price. In the 6:20, I think the Brockin was a bit of a lucky loser the day over hurdles for the first time, and hopefully he will make amends today. Patsy has my best bet on the card each way in the 6:50. Can't see him being out the frame bar in accidents. Once again, the top weight dominates my thoughts in the 7:20 with Oscar Vespasian. In the 7:50, I'll stick with the consistent and experienced Stonehill Jack in that beginner's chase. 8:25, the well-handicapped Red Clue, who caught the other day with a powerful finish over hurdles, back over fences, should take all the beating there. And in the final race, I quite like the run of Spicy Fruity, despite a little bit of a wayward tendency in the early stages last week.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy tomorrow this evening.
Thanks, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.